helped determine the future of Camp Courageous. After 45 years, Charlie Becker is going to focus on the Camp Foundation. So Camp Courageous is looking for its next executive director to handle the day-to-day operations and year-round programs of the camp near Monticello, Iowa. For more information, go to campcourageous.org and click on the Looking for CEO tab. The search for Charlie's successor is on at campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of Mother's Day 2025. A sincere, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It has grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. In talking about highlight of the year, we have had a wonderful week. We had United Stroke Alliance come to Camp Courageous last weekend. A great group of individuals have been affected by strokes. It's a time to come together for stroke survivors and their care providers. The weekend was full of relaxing and supportive things to do, from the zip line to swimming, fishing, crafts, games, and music therapy. The evenings were always full of relaxing things like campfires, s'mores, and songs. They have a wonderful time. Camp Courageous is so fortunate to be a part of such a great group. So a big thank you to all those folks from Stroke Alliance who were at Camp Courageous last weekend. Of course, last weekend we had the big annual Camp Courageous Hawkeye Spring Tailgater down at the University of Iowa. A big thank you to Coach Ferentz and the senior players, along with the assistant director of player development, Sam Brinks. They put on a wonderful show for the campers. Our good friend Glenn Haskins and Molo Petroleum and R.H. Prince out of Dubuque, they provided shirts, they provided food, they provided a wonderful breakfast, and everyone had a great time. And at the very end of the tour and the signings and everything else, the players have a chance to play football with the campers, and it's always a memorable experience. A big thank you to all the schools that came out this past week. They were from all over the area, and our spring is dedicated to schools come out here with their students, with their teachers, and enjoy Camp Courageous. And speaking of the campers getting ready for summer, we have the newly remodeled South Cabin. A big thank you to all those people that support that. Now we have to equip that cabin with beds, and we build bunk beds in which they can come apart, and they can be single beds, so they can also be together. The single beds are $250. If you want to do a bunk bed, it's $500, and we appreciate those people that support that project. Each bed will have a tag recognizing the donor on it. So once again, $250 for a bed, $500 for a bunk bed. Big thank you to the Waterloo Kiwanis, who gave Camp Courageous the opportunity to give a program to them this past week. If your group would ever enjoy a program about Camp Courageous, get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous, and we'll come at any time to do that. Thursday was the day of caring. A big thank you to Rapids, Florence, UFG, Evergreen, and Unity Point for having staff come out here and do a lot of work on the Thursday day of caring. Big thank you to our Hy-Vee on Wilson Avenue that allowed Jimmy Gibney to give out cookies. $1 from each pack came to Camp Courageous. Now a little bit about cruising for Camp Courageous.
Get ready to cruise in the fun at Camp Courageous in Monticello. Sunday, May 18th, it's the Cruisin' for Camp Courageous car show, and the whole camp is revving up for a day of family fun. Feast your eyes on over 400 stunning cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Shop the craft show, bid in the silent auction, and enjoy delicious food and live music. Plus, experience camp like never before. Zip line, ride the train, play games, and make memories, all for a great cause. Join Camp Courageous and the Cedar Valley Street Rod Sunday, May 18th from 10 to 4 in Monticello. Don't miss it.
Looking forward to seeing everybody at Cruising for Camp Courageous a week from Mother's Day. A big thank you to all those that bring things to the Manchester Garage Sale for us to sell, the 100-plus volunteers that make it possible. Once again, they're located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. Our need of the week are twin XL fitted sheets. We're also looking for water balloon launchers and clipboards. A big thank you to all those people that can help us out with those items. We lost some dear friends this past week. Vera Gina from Manchester, she was 104. And of course, everyone was asking after she hit 100, what was her secret to her longevity? And she was just always mentally and physically a very, very active person. She was part of the team that headed up the Manchester Garage. So she started volunteering there back in the 80s. And she was our first person over 100 to ride the zip line. Our sympathy goes out to Vera's family and friends. Also, we lost LaFonda Simons. She was 85 from Monticello, longtime supporter of the camp. The first building built at Camp Courageous was the Green Shed. It was provided by Dave Cuckler at Cuckler Manufacturing. And LaFonda was a part of Cuckler's for many, many decades, 48 years. Just a wonderful person. Our sympathy goes out to her family. Her memorials go to camp. And Butch Slocum was 81 from Marion, passed away, long relationship with camp through the Cedar Valley Street Routes back in 1985 when Life Investors celebrated their 25th anniversary. We did a raffle and the relationship began then. Butch was a wonderful person. Our sympathy goes out to Lynn family and friends. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2025. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.